Number 1. Bench opposite the Hot Pole Hotel.
Look up there, at all those windows, in the Hot Pole. Maybe you'll see me there, waving down at you. Probably not, though. I couldn't really afford it. Hello, I'm Sophie, and I'm going to be walking with you. I've been asked where I'd like to go by Sherwood Voices, and so this is my walk. Only, it's not just mine. I've asked a few people to help me out, and you'll hear them as we go on our way. They're people I've met by being nosy, because I am, as you'll find out. My mum says that I should become a window cleaner, because I'm only ever really happy when I'm sticking my nose in other people's business. You can probably tell I'm quite young, probably younger than you, but my family has lived here for a long time, so I feel old in some ways, like my story is old, even though it's only really just beginning, like properly. I'm 19. I was born here in Ollerton. Not here, not old Ollerton, but in New Ollerton. I like coming here though because my gran had a sister who lived in a little house along the Mourn. It flooded on the day that she had my uncle, and when the midwife arrived, she said, "I see your waters have broken then." We used to play in the river on a dinghy that was attached to the bottom of her garden with a rope, and even though it was no distance from where we lived, it felt like another world. Anyway, I want to start here because in my walk, I want you to hear stories about the past and to hear voices from the present. And I'll tell you a bit about myself as well, about the kind of things I think about when I think about the place where I live. And it's difficult, isn't it, to put somewhere into words, because it's not really words that make a place, but memories. And memories have to live somewhere, which is why my great-gran refuses to leave the house she's been living in for 75 years, and says that even though she's the only one in it, along with all the carers that come to get her food and make sure she's okay, that all her life is in that house. And probably the best thing to do, when she dies, is just sink the whole thing into the ground. And that all the houses in Ollerton will end up falling down into the earth anyway one day, because of all the digging that took place down there. I like sitting here and looking up at the Hot Pole, because it's like a gallery of the past. At least, it is in my imagination. And I've got a big one of those. I can imagine all those rooms having people in who are just out of view or who are about to appear at any moment. And the thing is, they're not people who have come for a holiday or for work, but they're people who have passed through Ollerton to change it in some small way, all of them. They're like the memories of Ollerton from all those different times, wearing all these different clothes, and yet all walking around in the same place. It was known for its hops here, Ollerton, which is why that's called the Hop Pole. The hops brought in loads of money, until people went off them and started saying they were bitter and wanted the ones from Kent instead. Because tastes change all the time, don't they? Luckily, there was something that happened with the turnpikes that meant that coaches started to come through and would stop off here and at the White Hart, which is just up past the church. And that brought in trade and money. So they're all up there behind the windows, the hop growers and the coach drivers, and those that have come to hear about proposals to dig for this thing called coal that has been found under the ground. I'm interested, see, in the past. Perhaps too much, my dad says. But I think that's because I can't really see what the future is. I mean, I'm not down on it or anything, like some my age, who think everything's going wrong and will never get a house, and that the world is going to get flooded or covered in forest fires or whatever. But I can't see it. It's like back then, there were things that really changed everything that you could understand. Like the taste in hops or the making of a road. But now, it's difficult to imagine anything really transforming this place, like coal did. But that's probably what those people thought back then. What you would have thought back then, if if you were sitting here with the river behind you and the birds in the trees, looking at the horses outside and the people in the windows staring out at you. You wouldn't have been able to imagine what was coming that would transform this place and transform your life, for better or for worse. So I just have to wait and see what it will be. And that's all right, if you let it be all right. Sorry, I do tend to go on a bit. We'd better get started, otherwise this could go on for hours. I'm going to tell you where to go next. And when you get there, you're going to move to the next track on this audio thing. So head over there, up Church Street, towards the church. And then, if you feel like it, go up through the gate and do a circuit of the church, just because it's nice. And then come down through the gate, if it's open, and on your right, you'll see a bench built into the wall, next to the notice board. Sit there and go to the next track. And we'll carry on. We'll start by hearing from someone else.